Good afternoon to you in Laguna Beach, California. You lucky people. Well, of course you're lucky to be in that part of the world. In case you're wondering who I am, I should introduce myself. I'm Jim Kerr. The show's called Alive and Kicking. You're listening to KX93.5, as you already know. Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach, California. What a great track to start off. I think it's a great track. As soon as I hear the synths, that pulse, the rhythms, we're gone. That was Japan and Quiet Life, of course. We have a lot of music coming up for you, so the last thing that's going to be around here is quiet, not if we have our way. But there's so much great stuff, and I want to, you know, I just want to play some American music, some real American music, archetypal American music from Oklahoma. This is Michael Bean and Nicole, and Let the Day Begin. Wow, a bit of prog rock. What can you say? I mean, you know, little doses of it. It does no harm. I loved that, man. That really got me going. And bit of a geographical leap there from Oklahoma with a call. I'm sure you enjoyed listening to Let the Day Begin, which was the previous track. And we went all the way to Holland. We went back to the 70s for that, by the Dutch group Focus. The track's called Sylvia. And I would concur with A Rough Guide to Rock, which describes Jan Akkerman's guitar melody as exuberant. Exuberant. Otherworldly, in my opinion. But that's not all that was going on there, because anyone who was really listening, really tuning in, might have heard the yodeling section in that song done by Thijs van Leer, who also played the flute. Well, I told you it was prog rock, so what do you expect? But there you go. I'm trying to wonder what other radio stations were playing yodeling songs right now. They might be in Montana or you know, one of those places where those cowboys really know how to yodel. But this is Alive and Kicking. I'm Jim Kerr. This is KX93.5, human-crafted radio in Laguna Beach, California. And we like to keep things a little bit special around here. Did I say special? Coming up, Joni Mitchell and her Big Yellow Taxi.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby has wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby has wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, need a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just took me a letter. She wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, here a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going.
That was A Letter, of course, by the Box Tops, featuring Alex Chilton on vocals, Danny Smythe on drums, Russ Cacciamici on bass, and John Evans on keyboards. I felt it was right not only to gift Alex Chilton a spotlight, because last week on the show we played Queen, and Kevin Burley, who helps put me this show together, pointed out that while I mentioned all the band members, I left out the bass player. He said the bass players always get left out. Well, Russ Cacciamici didn't get left out there. But what wonderment that record caused when I first heard it. I mean, it was 1967, I think it was recorded, so I guess it came out then, either 67 or 68. And, I mean, apart from the tune and the words, right at the end on the fade-out, you can hear a jet plane taking off. I mean, that was really something back then. And, God, 1967, 68, I'd be 8 years old. How come I was paying so much attention to records on the radio then? And the thing is, not only was I grasping the sounds and the production, I was really grasping the sentiment of the song. I could hear the longing in the guy's voice. I could hear the world weariness and all that stuff. How can an 8-year-old know that? But I did. And even more to the point, Alex Chilton, who sings the song so brilliantly with that gruff voice, he himself was only 16 years old, and he made this masterpiece. So gruff, what a great voice. It was so good to hear that again. I'm sure you will agree. And I'm sure if you liked that, you'll like a lot of other stuff we've got coming up for you here. Alive and Kicking, Jim Kerr, KX93.5, Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach, California. Thank you for listening. Talking of wonderment, as I was indeed, with Alex Chilton. I've got no idea how old Dido was when she came out with White Flag, but I do know what I was at that time. You know, some records you just hear and they take you right back to the time and the place, and the mood of the record perfectly suited the mood you were in at the time. What mood was I in at the time? Well, I was in hermit mode, living in Sicily, halfway up what some people would call a mountain. I was at the end of a very stormy relationship, a relationship that had gone south, and feeling kind of low, licking my wounds, in other words. Staring for hours at the snowy tops of Mount Etna and feeling very lonely. And just to make things better or worse, out of every radio station I could hear came this beautiful, melancholy song. This is Dido and White Flag.
I know you think that I shouldn't still love you, I'll tell you that. But if I didn't say it, well, I'd still felt it. Where's the sense in that? I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder. I'll return to where we were. But I will go down with this ship, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. Cause nothing but trouble. I understand if you can't talk to me again. And if you live by the rules of it's over, then I'm sure that that makes sense. But I will go down with this ship. Surrender. There. fishing, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love and always will be.
That was the ever classy Dido, and it really was. I mean, great chill record that. This is Alive and Kicking. I'm Jim Kerr. This is KX93.5, Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach, California. Next up, I have the former singer of Stone Roses. He might even still be the singer of Stone Roses, because I think they're going to tour again. Whether that means they're still together, I don't know. But talking about Ian Brown, of course, and the tune I'm about to play, Stellify, for me, I think it's better than anything he ever did with Stone Roses, and that's not to be harsh on the Stone Roses, but I think this is a great tune, and I'm not biased. I've met Ian. He really seems a lovely guy. It'd be an exaggeration to say that I know him, but we've got a mutual friend in Laguna Beach, none other than Martin Hanlon, who knows him very well, and by all accounts, he's a sweetheart, which always helps when you're listening to the music that you love. This is Stellify, Ian Brown. Stellify, I told you it was good, didn't I? That was Ian Brown. I'm Jim Kerr. The show's called Alive and Kicking. We're in KX93.5, Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach, California. Can you ever get enough of a good thing? No. This is Guns N' Roses, and this is Paradise City. I don't need to tell you that that was Guns N' Roses in Paradise City. And before we went into it, I said, can you ever get too much of a good thing? I love a track, but you know, at nearly 7 minutes long, I think I would have taken the scissors to it about 3 minutes myself. I mean, jeez, Axel's wailing at a certain point. Put a sock in it, mate. Going to change geography completely. Really going to chill. You need to chill after a record like that, as exciting as it was. We're going to go all the way to Nassau, Bahamas, Compass Point Studios. This was from one of my favourite albums, produced by Alex Sadkin. This is Joe Cocker with Sly and Robbie on bass and drums. Can't go wrong with that. This is Ruby Lee.
and just getting in. A knock on the door, and a voice sweet and low says, "Who is it?" She opens up the door and lets you in. Never once asked, "Where have you been?" She said, "Are you hungry? Did you eat yet? Let me hang up your coat. Pass me your hat." All the time she's smiling, never once raises her voice. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, you don't give it a second thought. It's a thin line between love and hate. 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 It's a thin line.
Yes, it is between love. Keep hurting her, she'll keep being quiet. She might be holding something inside that'll really, really hurt you one day. I see her in the hospital, bandaged from foot to head, in a state of shock, just that much from being dead. You couldn't believe a girl would do something like this. You didn't think the girl had the nerve, but here you are. I guess actions speak louder than words. It's a thin line between love and hate. It's a thin line between love and hate. It's a thin line.
How chilled is that? That, of course, was Thin Line Between Love and Hate, originally recorded by the New York City-based R&B vocal group The Persuaders, written and produced by Poindexter brothers Robert and Richard. But, of course, the version we played was sung by Chrissie Hynde and recorded by The Pretenders. And I remember when the record came out, at that period I knew Chrissie quite well, and there was so many things that impressed me about her. But of course, what really impressed me about her, outside of her own skill as a singer and songwriter and performer, as a music fan, she had this encyclopedic knowledge of obscure records, things that I would never have heard of. And I always wondered how she knew so much music. And of course, I asked her, and she explained that growing up in Akron, Ohio, unlike us in the UK, she had access to radio from all over America. So she knew blues, she knew folk, she knew rock, she knew pop, she knew country, she knew black music. And as a songwriter, that is the very oxygen you need, I mean, to listen to as much great music as possible. And you know, Chrissie had that in the bucket loads. And it was great that she, not taking away anything from The Persuaders, but it was really Chrissie that brought the song to the world, and I think we all benefit from that. Well done, Chrissie. What else can I say about Chrissie? She's gobby. She's really gobby. And Julian Cope's gobby too. Well, he's barking, actually, but I'll always have time for St. Julian. And I'm pretty gobby as well, as you'll have noticed if you're listening in. I'm Jim Kerr. This is Alive and Kickin', and you're listening to KX93.5, Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach, California. This is World Shut Your Mouth.
Flying in the face of fashion now, seems to have a will of her own.
none other than Julian Cope. And if that doesn't get you pumped up and ready for the weekend ahead, for the week ahead, for the future, actually, then nothing will. But talking about the future, it's time for us to go. Well, at least until next week. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Kevin Burley for helping me out here. Thanks to Martin Hanlon for making it happen. And above all, really, thanks to KX93.5 who let me come in here and enthuse, listen to music, play music. Of course, I'm obliged to let you know that for more music discovery and alternative programming, you can listen to KX93.5 online at www.kx93.5.com. Why don't you become a member? You can support independent radio. I think it's really important. I think radio is still the greatest medium for transmitting all manner of information, including music, of course. But just do it. It's cool. As I said to you, I am Jim Kerr. I'm going to leave you now with a very dark and haunting Gimme Shelter, and it's by those old bad boys, the Rolling Stones. See you next week. Take care.